Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Gittin Daf Chavav. We are holding on Daf Chavav Amud Aleph. We are at the Mishnah on Chavav Amud Aleph. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children, and Le'ili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Bar Simcha La'ashalom. We thank him for continuing to sponsor the Daf Yomi shiur each and every day. So first we're going to discuss today, we're going to start with the Mishnah, which is going to discuss what you're allowed to write in the shtar without a tzivoy of the Baal HaShtar, and what you cannot write in the shtar without a tzivoy of the Baal HaShtar. Meaning if you decide that you want to write a shtar in advance in order to be ready, you see that a couple seems to be fighting a lot, so you figure you'll have a get ready for them, or you see that someone is having financial issues, so you decide you'll write a shtar chov in advance for him, figuring that you'll know who he's going to borrow money from, or something like that. So what are you allowed to write in advance, and what cannot be written in advance? And the Gemara is going to identify which part of the shtar is considered the toref of the shtar, and which is part of the tofes of the shtar. The Gemara is going to point out that it seems that Shmuel tells us in three different places that three different Mishnayos in a row that we're assuming like one particular shita in Tanaim, and we're going to try to figure out why it is that Shmuel has to tell me the same chiddush three times in three consecutive Mishnayos. Then the Mishnah the Gemara is going to elaborate where the Mishnah says that you have to leave out the makom of the Torah when you write a shtar mipnei atakana. The Mishnah says somewhat cryptically that we leave it out because of the takana, but it never identifies what that takana is. So the Gemara is going to have several opinions what exactly it means when we say mipnei hatakana. Then the Gemara is going to explain why it is that one needs to leave the zman out of the shtar. Why is it that the date of the shtar, and we're going to talk about the purpose of the function of the date of a shtar when a person gets divorced min ha'erusin, and when a person gets divorced min ha'nisuin. So let's begin with the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Vav Amar Aleph. So says the Mishnah, Hakosiv Tofse Gittin. If a person, the Sofer, Rashi writes over here something interesting. He says, Shasofer who v'notel schar v'rotzu shimuzumanim lo. He's a guy who works as a scribe and he gets paid for it, and therefore he wants to have shtaros on the ready. He wants to have things available to him. So is Rashi just saying that that's what normally happens? I mean, why would you have to mention that the notel schar, that the guy happens to get paid to be a sofer? So it sounds like in the Hemshech of the Mishnah, when it says that you're allowed to write a tofes, that's only if you're mistaker mikach. It's only if you get paid for it. But otherwise, you would not be allowed to write even a tofes. So one of the Achronim points out that's according to Shmuel, who assumes in the Gemara that when it says mipnei atakana in the Mishnah, it's because of takana sofer, that we do this. The whole reason we allow writing this stuff in advance is mipnei atakana, so that the sofer will be able to make a living, so that he'll be able to be ready. So okay, then we would say that if he's someone who makes a living doing this, then we allow what we're about to describe in our Mishnah. But if he's someone who does not make a living doing this, then there is no mipnei atakana. But anyway, what does the Mishnah actually say? Hakosev tovse gittin. So sofer writes the nusach of a get because he wants it to be ready for him. That when the husband is ready to divorce this wife, he'll have it ready to produce. Tzarech she'aniach, he needs to leave blank in the get makom ha'ish, makom ha'isha, or makom hazman. The space where they write the man's name, the megaresh, the space where they write the woman's name, the miskareshes, and the space where they write the date on the that the get is being given. And the Gemara will explain why it is that you have to leave these things out. The ksivas hazman in a get, as we've already learned, is only a din midrabanan. To write the date at all is only a din midrabanan. So the Meiri writes that you have to leave the makom hazman in order that it shouldn't be a get muktan, because if you're going to write today's date when you're writing it and they don't give it until later, so then it's going to be a shtar muktam, and that's going to be inherently problematic. One of the achronim, the Tveris Yaakov, points out, and other achronim also point out, that there's another reason not to write this man, because even if he is megarisher on that very same day, where it's not going to be an issue of muktam, it's going to be possible anyway, because once the chavmar misakein that you write the zman in a get, then yet the zman has to be written lishma also. I mean, when the chavmar misakein to write the zman in the get, what they're essentially telling us is that the zman is part of the ikar part of the get, and therefore that needs to be written lishma. So that's why you can't write it in advance. So in order that the sofer not come to write gitin without tzivui abal, the chachamim were gozer that even if you prepare shtare milva, loan documents, you see someone chasing after someone else to lend him money, and you figure the guy's ultimately going to relent, and there's going to be a loan over here, so you want to write it in advance. Sarich sheyaniach, also over there you need to leave blank. Mekoma malva, mekoma lova, mekoma ma'os, mekoma zman. The critical information, the borrower, the lender, the amount of money, and the date that the shtar is being written on. And not only that, shtari mekach. If you're going to be writing shtari mekach, the documents that document a sale, tzarech sheyaniach, you need to leave out mekoma lokeach, mekoma mocher, mekoma ma'os, mekoma sada, mekoma zman. The key identifying features of that particular sale, the buyer, the seller, the amount of money, the which field it is, and the date as well. There is a machlokas ktsos and nesivas. We mentioned the buyer and the seller over here. The ktsos writes in Siman Nun Aleph, and he brings a raya from Tosos, that you have to write the shema mischayev in the shtar, even according to Rabbi Lazar, the edim mesira karti. Meaning, even though the mekach is mekuyim through the edim that see the handing over of the shtar, you still the shtar needs to contain that information. I mean, a shtar raya, of course, because it's not going to be a raya otherwise. But even if it's a shtar kinyan, it has to contain that information. The nesivos proves from Aran and Kiddushin that no, only by Gittin and Kiddushin is it critical to have the names of the parties involved. Because by Gittin it says Sefer Krisus, and Kiddushin we makish Havayil Yitzia, and Sefer Krisus has to be something that identifies who is being Karus from who, right? That's otherwise it's a Chisar and Sefer Krisus. But when you have other types of Shtaros, if you hold Edi Mesira Karti, then who the parties are is not as critical to be written in the Shtar itself. Anyway, the reason the sofer has to leave all of the critical information blank when he's writing in advance is mipnei ha-takana. The Mishnah just cryptically says, because of the takana. So the Gemara is going to have to explain what takana that is. Rabbi Yehuda posel bekulad. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the Tanakama, and he posels all shtaros that are pre-written, even if you leave the makomos that we identified of the critical information blank. You're not allowed to write even the basic form of the shtar in advance of the implementation of that shtar. Rabbi Lazar machshir b'kulan. Rabbi Lazar says, no, I disagree with the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda, but in the other direction, I think all of the other shtaros that we said, chutz mi gitei nashim, with the exception of gitei nashim, it's perfectly fine to write the whole thing, that even if you leave not in the other direction, he's machshir b'kulan, he allows all of the shtaros that we said, if you leave out the makom ha-toref, if you leave the critical information blank, but by gitei nashim, he thinks that that's not good enough, that you have to write the actual tofes of the gitei nashim lishma, and you're not allowed to write it in advance. Shenemar v'kas of law lishma, because it says v'kas of law, and we darshin that it needs to be lishma. So whereas the Tanakama thinks by all shtaros you can write them in advance, just leaving out the critical information, Rabbi Yehuda holds that by all shtaros you can't write anything in advance, and Rabbi Lazar says, I agree with the Tanakama that by all shtaros you can write the whole thing in advance, just leaving out critical information, but get is different. Get has to be the entire thing. Has to be written l'shma when it comes to a get. There is a whole tumult in the poskim, in the achronim. What about the forms that we have for writing a ksuba? There's machlok rishonim when Rav Lazar's machshir b'kulan. As long as you leave out is that only when you leave out the makomos that we mentioned in our mission that you're supposed to be mishayer, that you're supposed to leave out? Or maybe Rav Lazar's saying that even if you're not mishayer anything, maybe Rav Lazar machshir b'kulan when it comes to things other than a get. We know what he holds about get. The whole thing has to be written l'shma. But what about the other shtaros? Is he machshir b'kulam? Even if you write the whole thing, you write the amount of money and you write everything else, you write the name of the lova and the malva and the amount of money, is it still going to be kosher? So that's a machlokas in the Rishonim, meaning Tanakama said, no, you have to leave that stuff out. Was Reb Elazar agreeing with the Tanakama by every other shtar except for a get, or was Reb Elazar going in the other direction when it comes to every other shtar? And he's saying, no, by every other shtar we can be so makil that you can write all of that information in advance. So in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber Paskins, that is so far as Shabbat Lichtov Tovsei Shtaros, Kedeshu Mitzuyim Etzlo, Harashos Biyado, if a sofer wants to write shtaros so that I'll have it available to him, that's fine. V'yachol Lichtov Hakol, Shemalova V'amalva V'amos, Rakshiniach Makom Azman, Shloya Muktam. That the only thing you need to leave out is the date. Everything else you're allowed to put into the shtar in advance. So you see that the Mechaber holds like those Rishonim, that when it comes to other shtaros, you could, according to Rabbi Elazar, you could put everything in advance. It's not only that you could put things, you could put the basic form, but everything could be put in advance. So the Nesivos quotes from the Tumim that that's the Minhaga Olam, but the Shach quotes a Shita of Rashi that you need to leave out the Makom Alova Vamalva Vamoos Vazman, and by Shtori Mekach you need to leave out Makom Alokeach Hamocher Hamoos Hasada Vazman, because we're gozer the Shtaros by other Shtaros the Torah of Atu Gittin, which clearly would be possible, and the Shach writes nearly Kidvarav, that you shouldn't have all of this stuff written out in advance. So when we write a ksuba, what we typically have is everything except for the name and the date and the place, but we certainly have the amounts written in the ksuba. That's all pre-filled in. We're not adding that into the ksuba. So the poskim discuss about when you have a pre-written ksuba. So the tshuva that they quoted in the Panini Halacha section of the Masifta from the Aparkasta Da'anya in Chelek Aleph Simen, little letter Simen Pei Aleph. So he writes that he says Ani Merachik Ma'od Es Aksubos Hanidfasos. He says I have a real problem with the pre-printed ksubos. Ume Olam Lo Nosatio Sam Lavo B'Gvuli. I never allowed them to come into my to my vicinity, because I see that they're full of mistakes. They're just these artistic renderings of whatever, but they're full of mistakes, and they don't. So we find this a lot when you have artistic ksubas. If you buy the standard ksuba that you get for $4 in the swarm, so they don't have any mistakes. It's very very easy, very straightforward. But when they get an artist to write a ksuba full of mistakes, you would think people who make a living writing ksubas would full of mistakes all the time. They spell everything wrong, so missing things. So anyway, so he says I don't like it at all. I think it's a big Bill Kilkel. In the Sefer Shulchan Ezer, he quotes a tshuva from the Aruga Sabosem that he writes on Tovsi about the printed ksubos where they leave the Shem Ish for Shem Isha and the Zman. He says not correct, because I'm choshish for the Shita of the Shach, that you need to leave the Toref entirely, and the Toref includes the amount of money and all of that stuff. However, Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Ebenezer, Chelek Aleph, Simon Kufayin Aleph, where he writes that Ra'isi Medaktikim, I've seen people who are careful to handwrite a ksuba, and they don't want to use any of the pre-printed ksubas, even the ones that are printed properly and that don't have any mistakes. He said, there's no maila, there's no chumra, there's no nothing. You don't need to write a ksuba lishma, just like by other shtaros, you don't need to write lishma, and there's no chilik between a shtar mamon and a shtar ksuba. And even by Gittin, he says, the Shita of the Rambam is that L'chadchila, the Sofer could write Tovsei Gittin. And even the Rif and the Rosh who passed him that he's not allowed to write Tovsei Gittin, but you're allowed to write L'chadchila Tovsei Ashtaros, and there's no Maila and Adifos to write a Ksuba Biyad. It's a Tircha Shalol L'tzorech Mamish. He says, even Rabbi Yehuda who passes in the Mishnah by Ashtaros to write the Tovsei because of Gzeira Atu Gittin and Tofes Atu Toref, there's no reason to be Machmir like a Tana that we don't paskin like in the Gemara. That's not the derech of halacha. If you have a Tana that you don't paskin like in the Gemara, it's not normal to be machmir for this. Rav Shachter told us the background to this tshuva, that he said that at every wedding that Rav Lezer Silver and Rav Meisha would be at together, Rav Meisha would come and he would write the ksuba, and then Rav Lezer Silver would come and he'd look at the ksuba and say, what, this is a form? He'd rip up the whole ksuba, he'd make a whole show of it, he'd take out a new piece of paper and he'd handwrite the whole ksuba, and Rav Meisha was such a tzaddik, and he sat there, didn't say anything. But Rav Moshe published Svarim, so he got the last laugh. He wrote a tshuva where he explained why the whole thing is ridiculous. What kind of dikduk is this? You're delaying the whole wedding, and you're, but he didn't identify that. But apparently that was Rav Lazer Silver was a very dramatic personality, so he would always make a big show of rewriting the entire tshuva. And I guess they were at a lot of weddings together. They say Michal Shurkin said that Rav Moshe used to go to weddings like if anyone invited him. Didn't matter how close, not close, he went to every single wedding. He felt that if someone invited him, then they would feel bad if he didn't come. So Michal Shurkin used to say a line that if Rav Moshe wasn't at your wedding, then the girl is still becheskas pnuya. That you have to assume she's still single if Rav Moshe wasn't there. There probably wasn't a wedding if he wasn't there. So anyway, so the Gemara says like this. So we're up to the Gemara now. So we had said in the Mishnah that a sofer shouldn't write the Torah of the get, meaning the Shemos Ish, Ish of Azman, without the husband telling him to do so. So Gemara says there's another part that's considered a Torah of a get. Amar Vidom Rishmul, Tzorach Shianiach, Af Makom, Harayat Mutar Skaladam. You also have to leave out that critical line where you say, Harayat Mutar Skaladam, Verabi Elazar, He, Damar Edi Mesira. And our Mishnah, Damar Edi Mesira Karti, our Mishnah is assuming like the sheet of Rabbi Elazar that holds that the Edi Mesira are the critical Edim that make it into a Sefer Krisos, not the Edi Chasima. Midoraisa, you don't need Edi Chasima. And therefore, Reb Lazar, who holds that Edi Mesira Karti, when the Torah says, V'kasav la Sefer Krisos, it means the Ksiv of the text of the get. It doesn't mean the Chasimos, because you don't need Chasimos. Obinon Ksiv l'shma, and therefore you need the Ksiva l'shem gerishin of this woman, and therefore you have to write everything that's me'ikr the Krisos, that's critical to the language of Krisos. Both the Torah that we described before, as well as the phrase Harayat Mutaris L'Kol Adam. Now, aside from the fact that Shmuel said on our Mishnah that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Lazar, Shmuel said in two other places as well. We had back on Daf Chaf Aleph and Beis that in Kosvin B'Mechubar L'Karka, and that if you're Kosvin B'Mechubar and then you're Tolesh and then you sign it that it's Kosher. So Shmuel said that the Chasima that it's talking about in the Mishnah over there means the Ksiva of the Torah, that only the Tofes was written b'mechubar, but the Torah was written b'talush, and it's following Rabbi Lazar that holds Edi Mesira Karti, and therefore you have to write the Torah of the get b'talush. And then again on Daf Chav Beis and Beis we said Hakol Ksheirim Lichtoves Haget Afilu Cheir Shot V'Katan, and Shmuel over there said that Cheir Shot V'Katan are kosher to write only the Tofes of the get, but the Torah of the get, the critical information that you need a gadol bar das to write. Why? Because we're assuming like Rabbi Lazar that Edim Sira Karti, and therefore the Ksiva Saget has to be done Lashma. So what our Gemara is going to work on is, why does Shmuel keep saying this? We get it. All these Mishnayos are going like Rabbi Lazar. And according to Rabbi Lazar, the Ksiva of the Get has to be done Lashma. And that's true. That has a ramification for Mechubel Karka, and it has a ramification for a Katan writing the Get, and it has a ramification for what you're allowed to write without Sivoy Abal. But why does he have to tell it to me three times? So it says Marat Tzricha. We need Shmuel to tell me about all three Mishnayos following the sheet of Rabbi Lazar, and to say that it's talking about a case where you leave out the makom of the Torah. If Shmuel only would have told me the first of the three Mishnayos, where he said that you're not allowed to write a get b'mechubar, but if you write it b'mechubar and then you're tolish and you're chosim and you give it to the woman, that it's going to be kosher. So that's a case where we're talking about that you leave out the Torah and you only write the Torah after you're tolish from the karka. So I would have said, yeah, by you, di'ikol ukma, Rabbi Lazar. In that Mishnah, we want to say that it's going like Rabbi Lazar, and you wrote the tofes b'mechubar and the Torah you wrote when it was tolish min karka, because L'chora, there's an inherent stira in that Mishnah. The Katani ain't kosvin. It starts by saying you don't write a get b'mechubar l'karka, and then the Katani ksavo. It says that if you wrote it b'mechubar l'karka, and then you tolish and you sign it, it's kosher. How can we be miyashiv that stira? So the only way to be miyashiv that stira is that you have to distinguish between the Toref and the Tofes. That you wrote the basic form and language when it was mechubar, but you wrote the critical information when it was tolish, and it's following Rabbi Lazar that the ksiva saget actually has to be betalush aval seifa. But the second Mishnah where we spoke about everyone could write a get afilu cheru shot of a katan de katani she'en kiyum a get ala b'chosvav, where it goes on to say that the kiyum haget is only by the chasimos. So the pashtus is that the get is affected by the chasimos of the edim, and it doesn't really matter at all who wrote the get. So Eimer Rabbi Meir, I would assume that that's going like Rabbi Meir, damer edi chasima karti, who assumes that the chasimos are critical. And when it says the kasav la in the Torah, it means the chasimos of the edim, but the ksiva could be done even by a chereshota v'katan, and that's why Shmuel needs to tell me that even that Mishnah goes like Rabbi Lazar, because the simple reading of that Mishnah really sounds like Rabbi Meir, that edi chasima karti. And if Shmuel only would have told me about that second Mishnah, about the chereshota v'katan, that it's following Rabbi Lazar, hayinami ikalu ukmak Rabbi Lazar, I would say, yeah, that Mishnah could go like Rabbi Lazar, aval ha, but the, I mean, at least there's a way to explain it like Rabbi Lazar, aval ha, but our Mishnah, where you write Tov Segitin, and you need to leave out the Makom HaToref, Ema mid the Sefer Rabbi Lazar Avi Reisha Lav Rabbi Lazar. I would assume that from the fact that the Sefer, which asks even writing Tov Se Gitei Nashim, is Rabbi Lazar, and it disagrees with the Tana at the beginning of the Mishnah, who allows writing Tov Se Gitei Nashim, I would assume that, that's an indication that the first part of our Mishnah is not Rabbi Lazar, meaning that it's Beferish in our Mishnah, that the first part of our Mishnah is not Rabbi Lazar, because Rabbi Lazar disagrees with the Tana Kama. The actual Rabbi Lazar shows up in our Mishnah. So according to the Tana, at the beginning of the Mishnah, you don't need to leave out the Makom Areit Mutaris L'Kol Adam, just the Makom of the Shemos HaIsh V'Isha, and that they don't come to some sort of fight or something. So Tzricha, that's why Shmuel had to explain that even the Reish of our Mishnah assumes like the Shita of Rebbe Lazar. It's obviously not Rebbe Lazar himself, because Rebbe Lazar himself does argue, but it follows the Shita of Rebbe Lazar, that Eidim Mesira Karti. And the Reish and the Seifa are two Tanaim arguing within Shita Rabbi Lazar, whether there were goes there not to even write a Tofes Gitei Nashim without a Tzivei Abal, lest you come to write the Torah. I mean, Rabbi Lazar holds V'kasavla means Ksivas Haget, but it really means Ksivas HaTorah Haget. So the question is, does Rabbi Lazar make a Gzeira that you're not even allowed to write the Tofes of the Get without the Tzivei Abal? Now, the Mishnah had said that the reason you have to leave out the Torah is Mipnei Takana. It's because of Takana. So it says, my Takana. What Takana are we referring to over here? Who made such a Takana? And what is the Takana? So I'm Rabbi Yonasan, Mipnei Takana Sofer. That it's for the sake of the Sofer, we want his Parnasa to be a little bit easier. So the Chum were Mekel, they allowed him to write Tov Segitin Shalol Shema in order that he'll have when people need things in a pinch, and they need things quickly, he'll be able to produce it for them. And our Mishnah that says that you're only allowed to do this is assuming like Rav Lazar that holds that Eidim Mesira are the critical Eidim and make the get into a safer krisos, not the Eidim Chasima, because midaraisa you don't even need Eidim Chasima. So when it says v'kas of la, it means the actual writing of the get l'shma, obedinu dafilu toves namilo. And therefore, the Chacham really should not have been matir even writing the tofes. You shouldn't be allowed to write even the tofes shalol lishma. Why didn't they make a gzeira not to even write the tofes shalol lishma? Takana sofrim, they had to give the sofer some ability to get a head start. So they never made such a gzeira not to even write the tofes lishma. But Rabbi Yehuda posel bekulan. Rabbi Yehuda, when the mission went on to say that Rabbi Yehuda apostles even writing the tofes by Gittin and by Shtari Nashim, by Shar Shtaros rather, Gazar tofes atu Toref. He holds that we have to be Gozer, that you're not even allowed to write the tofes, lest you come to write the Toref Shalol Shema, and that would be a psul. And he was also Gazar Shtaros atu Gittin. He was Gozer Shar Shtaros atu Gittin. Meaning, really, all that needs to be written are the critical information of a get. That has to be Lishma. The non-critical information doesn't have to be Lishma. Shar Shtaros, none of it has to be Lishma. But Rabbi Yehuda holds, we make a double Gzeira. We make a Gzeira that the entirety of the get has to be written Lishma, even the non-critical information, even just the legalese, and we make a Gzeira that all other Shtaros also need to be written Lishma. That is the sheet of Rabbi of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Lazar makshe b'kulan, and then the third sheet in our Mishnah, where Rabbi Lazar says all other shtarvos are okay to write the tofes chutz migitei nashim, with the exception of gitei nashim, he holds one of the two gzeros. Tofes atu toref gazar, shtarvos atu gitin lo gazar. He made a gzera of tofes atu toref, so the entirety of the get has to be written lishma, but when it comes to shar shtarvos atu gitin, that he did not make such a gzera. So we have three shitos that are all assuming the same basic idea that Eidei Mesira Karti, meaning all three shitos are assuming Eidei Mesira Karti, and therefore the ksiva needs to be lishma. But what does it mean the ksiva needs to be lishma? The ksiva needs to be lishma means that the toref needs to be lishma, and only by a get, the toref of a get needs to be lishma. So the first shita says, and we leave it right there, that the Torah of the get needs to be lishma, and we're not making any gzeros, even though we're enticed to. We'd like to make a gzera, but it's too difficult for the sofer and for us to make a gzera. That was shita number one, that was the Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda says, we're making tons of gzeros. We're making a gzera that the entire get needs to be lishma. We're going to make a gzera that other shtaros onto a get need to be lishma. And Rabbi Lazar says, we make some gzera, not all the possible gzeros. We'll make a gzera that the entire get needs to be written lishma, and not just the critical information, but I'm not going to make a gzera on other shtaros also. Right? That is the three-way machlokas tanaim. Now, the Mishnah had said, Shenemar, the Rabbi Lazar says that Yasu ksiva of a tovis of a get shalol lishma, Shenemar, v'kasav la. We learn from v'kasav la that it needs to be lishma. So I asked the Gemara, v'haki ksiv la, atorav v'duchsiv. When it says la, it says because of la, where we darshe need ksiv lishma. It's talking about the Torah. How could Rabbi Lazar use that as a basis that the tofes of the get needs to be lishma? So ella, so don't say the word shenemar in the Mishnah. Ema mishum shenemar because of la lishma. That there's a difference between shenemar and mishum shenemar. When you say shenemar, you're saying that's what the pasuk means. When you say mishum shenemar, you're saying that it's an asmachta from the pasuk, and that it's not the actual pshat in the pasuk. When it comes to the l'shem yichud by Sfira Sa'omer, it's Rav Shtrumbach Hazachuva, where he says that the hinni muchlam zum the kai mitzvah shal Sfira Sa'omer kemosha kasu batorah, or something like that. So Rav Shtrumbach says they should change that the nusach over there, because kemosha kasu batorah implies that you're doing the mitzvah Sfira Sa'omer midaraisa, but Sfira Sa'omer's manazel is midrabanan. So he suggests it should say mishum shenemar. That mishum shenemar, the Gemara tells you, means that it's really only drabanan, it's not really based. So mishum shenemar is the phrase that you use when it's only drabanan. So ask the Gemara, kasha drablazar. The Rabbi Lazar associates himself in the Mishnah itself, because the beginning of the Mishnah says that you write the tofis of the get, and we said that's going like the sheet of Rabbi Lazar, the Lady Masira Karti, whereas the Sefer says that Rabbi Lazar himself holds that you're not allowed to write the tofis of the get. So ask the Gemara, trei tanoi valibid Rabbi Lazar. And it's two different tanoim that are arguing within Shitas Rabbi Lazar that the Torah of the get has to be lishma. Tan of the Reisha says, and we leave it just like that. You know, you're not going to make any gzeira to ask the ksivas hatofes because we want to be nice to the sofrim. And the safest presentation of Rabbi Lazar is going to make a gzeira that you're not even allowed to write the tofes lest you come to write the Torah. So now the Gemara says, another interpretation of what Mipnei HaTakana meant. So far we had one interpretation, right? Mipnei HaTakana meant Takana Sofrim. We want to go easy on the Sofrim, give them an easy time that they should be able to have shtaros ready when they need it. Rabbi Shabtai Amar Chizkiya. Rabbi Shabtai says in the name of Chizkiya, when it says Mipnei HaTakana, it's not to a reason for us to allow writing the Tofes. It's a reason, it's explaining why you're not allowed to write the Toref in advance. Mishum Katata, because if the sofer prepares a get with the shame of the Baal and the Isha already written in the get, that could cause a lot of Shalom Bayis problems. Rabbi Meirhi, meaning we're really assuming that Meikar Adin, not like Rabbi Lazar, the get doesn't need to be written Lishma. We're assuming like Rabbi Meir Damrei De Chasima Karti, that the entire, when it says Vikas of Law Lishma, that just means that the Chasimos need to be Lishma. The entire text of the get could be done without Sivoy Abal. Obedin Udafi Lutarv Nami Lichtov, and therefore Meikar Adin Midar Raisa, you should be able to write the entire get without Sivoy Abal. You see a couple fighting and you think, oh, that marriage is not going to last long, so you're a sofer, you try to get ahead of things, and you write a whole get for them, that should be perfectly kosher get. But zimnin de shamalei l'sofer de kaksiv the savra iu karmalei v'havelei katata badei. But sometimes she's going to hear, the woman's going to hear that the sofer has written a get with her name on it, that there's already a get in her name with her name on it, and she's going to assume, why did he write such a get? It must be because my husband told him to write such a get, and that's going to cause a lot of shalom bayis problems, obviously. And therefore, Rav Meir asserted writing any names on a get without a tzivay abal. But the phrase Hareit Mutaris Kaladim you can write without Tzivei Abal because you don't have to write the Get Lishma. Meaning it's not like all the critical lines need to be left out. Just the names need to be left out because of this concern of Katata. Now the Gemara says a third interpretation of what Mipnei HaTakana means. Rav Chista Amar Avimi Mishum Takanas Agunos, that it means Takanas Agunos, and there's Machlokas Amarim what exactly he means by that. Sa'amila Rabbi Meir Va'amila Rabbi Lazar. One interpretation of Rav Chista Amar Avimi is within Shitas Rav Meir, and the other is within Shitas Rav Elazar. Amri La Rav Meir, the interpretation that goes within Shitas Rav Meir, Damar Edi Chasima Karti, which works with the assumption that Edi Chasima Karti, and therefore because of law just means that the Chasimos have to be Lishma, Obedinu Dafilu Taref Nami Lichtov, and therefore really strictly speaking, you could write the entire Nusach of the Get in advance, without the Tzivei Abal, v'zimnen davle katata bada, but sometimes there's going to be an argument, v'ratachala, husband's going to get angry, and if there was a get already prepared, v'zarekla, he's just going to grab the get and give it to her, umaginimosavla, and he's going to give it to her right away without any yishuv hadas, without thinking about it, and she's going to be divorced, and she's going to be a single woman, a divorced woman looking for a husband. It's not going to be so easy. Life's not going to be so easy that way. So Rav Meir asked writing a Torah for a baguette because we'd like him to think about it before he gets divorced. So the time that it takes to write the get should give him some moments of pause. And Amrila, others say that no, when Rav Chisam Ravimi explains the Mishnah as Takanas Agunos, it's Rav Lazar. He's assuming like the sheet of Rav Lazar, Damar Edim Asira Karti, who holds that it's the Edim Asira that make the get into his Sefer Krisos. And when the Torah says V'kas of law, that means the actual Ksiva of the Torah of Haget. Obedinu Dafilu Tofas Nami Lo Lichtov. And really, you shouldn't be able to write the Tofas either without the Tzivei Abal, because we should have made a gzeira of tofes atu toref, but zimna debay lemeis lemedina siyam. But if we were to make such a gzeira and not allow any part of the get to be written in advance, sometimes it's a rush. The husband is about to go lemedina siyam. He's going to leave, and we don't know if he's ever coming back. V'loash kach safra, you're not going to find a sofer at that time to write the entirety of the get. V'shavat lav azel is going to leave her maginu mosivla, and she's going to be mamish naguna. Meaning, according to the first version of what Rav Chisam Ravimi meant, it didn't really mean naguna. It meant she's going to be a grusha. And for a grusha, it's not always easy to find the shidduch. But the second interpretation is she'll mamish be an aguna. Her husband's going to go to Medina Siam without having given her a get. She's not going to be able to marry anybody. So it's really going to be a case of igun. So essentially, what we had is three interpretations of what Mepnei HaTakana means, but it's three which are really four, right? Because there are two interpretations of what the third interpretation meant. So the first interpretation of what Takana meant was Rabbi Yonasan, that it was just to make the sofer's life more easy, and we're assuming that the only part that needs to be written Lishma are the critical information, and we just don't make any gzeros on the tofer face, because that would make the sofer's life too difficult. The second interpretation was Rabbi Shabtai and Rechizkiah, that we're assuming like Rabbi Meir, that really the entire get could be written Shalo Lishma, but we're afraid that we made it takana that you can't write names in advance, because if you write names in advance, it's going to cause major Shalom bias problems. And then the third interpretation was Chisam Ravimi, that it's because of Takana Sagunos. But there are two explanations of what he means by that. Either he means to assume like Rabbi Meir, that really the whole get could be written Lishma in advance. We just don't want to do that because a guy will sometimes impetuously just quickly be written Shalol Lishma in advance. Then we don't want the guy to do that. We don't want the sofer to do that because the guy will impetuously just give his wife a get without thinking it through. Or we're assuming like Rabbi Lazar that no, the get actually needs to be Lishma, and we should have made a gzera that the entire get, even just the basic language of the get, should have to be Lishma, but we don't want to make that gzera because we do want the get to be somewhat available in case the husband is in a rush to catch his plane to go to Medina Siam, to catch his boat to go to Medina Siam. Good. Then we said in the Mishnah that the Sofer has to leave out also Mekom Hazman, where they write the date on the get. So the Gemara says, why do you have to leave out Mekom Hazman? So Kapask Batani, the Mishnah says this in absolute terms, that you have to write the get, the zman in the get, and not, you can't write the zman of the ksiva, it has to be the zman of the gerushin. So lo shlam in nisun, lo shlam in erushin. Sounds like it doesn't matter whether the divorce is happening after nisun or it's happening after erushin. Well, bishlam in nisun, I understand very well if you're writing a get min nisun, bein lemandi yamar mishum basa choso ika, bein lemandi yamar mishum piri ika. Both reasons for writing the zman make sense. Whether you assume, like Rabbi Yochanan, who held that the reason they were misakin to write zman in a get, even though it's not a shtar that you're going to collect anything with, is because we're afraid that you're going to cover for basa choso after she had cheated on him, he's going to make it look like they were divorced already at that time. So you have such a chashash with ksiva get that maybe she'll be mizana between the ksiva and the mesira, and he's going to be mechap al basa choso. And whether you hold like Reish Lakish that the reason they were misakin to write zman in a get is because of the peros that the husband eats from the nuchse melug, that up until the time of Gerushin, he's allowed to eat those peros and to sell those peros, and if you don't write the zman in the get, we're choshish, she's going to continue to sell those peros after Gerushin, and she's not going to be able to prove that those were stolen peros, so that makes sense also, that there would be a hefset of peros if you write the wrong zman in the get. Elimina erisin, but if the divorce is happening after erisin, I understand very well if you assume like Rabbi Yochanan that it's about basa choso ika. There is that concern even right after erisin, because already from erisin she has the din of an eshes ish. Right, what changes at nisuin is that now she's allowed to go home with her husband. But already from erisin, copy the whole rest of the world, she has the din of an eshes ish. So you still have that concern. Shemi chaval basa choso el mandiyam mishum piri. But if the concern was only about peros, arusa miyisle piri. When it comes to an arusa, is there a din that the husband eats the peros by an arusa? Husband only gets the peros of the nuchse milug after nisuin. So there's no chashash if it's a gerushin mina erusin. Why is it so critical that they write this man at all in the get? It shouldn't be necessary. So I answered Gemara, Amar Rav Amram, Hamil Sashamit Mine de Ula. I heard this from Ula, the Amar Mishum Takanas Vlad, that he said that the reason they write Zman that you're not allowed to write a Zman Muktam in the get of Narusa is because Takanas Vlad. Vloyadana Mainihu. But I had no idea what Vlad he's talking about and how you're helping any sort of Vlad. And Narusa doesn't have any children. What does he mean? But given to Shamisa Laha, once I heard this Brisa that explained it to Tanya, Ha'omer kisvu get la'arusasi. A guy says, write a get for my arusa, and they'll write the zman of the ksiva, and I'm not going to divorce her right now. L'kisha echnasena agarshena, so that after the nisuin, I can be ready to divorce her. So that right now, all they have is kiddushin. They don't even have nisuin. But he's already telling someone to write a get, so that after the nisuin, he could divorce her. Eino get. It's an invalid get. Va'amer ulanu, is explaining the brisa. Matam, why is it an invalid get? Gzeira shemayomru, Gita kodim lebna. They were afraid that maybe when he does nisuin with her, she's going to get pregnant. And since the zman of the get is from before her pregnancy, they're going to say that she became pregnant when they were no longer married. And it's a pagam that she's a single girl, she's ready to divorce, and she's getting pregnant. Sachanami. So now I understand in our Mishnah also. When we say you're not allowed to write, you're not allowed to be makdim the zman of a get for an arusa, the reason is gzeira shema yomru gita kodem lebna. We're afraid that he's going to have an nisuin with her, she's going to get pregnant, and then he's going to be megarish her with that get, and they're going to say that the baby was born out of wedlock, that the parents weren't married to each other. Now the Mishnah said that Reb Lazar apostles even tovse gittin that are written shelo lishma, because of gzeira lest you come to write the toref of the get shelo lishma. Amar b'zeira, amar b'yav barshila, amar av amnun saba, amar av ad barava, amar Rav halacha Rav Lazar, Kari Rava aled Rav Lazar tuvina de Chakimi, that we pass that Rav Lazar and Rav says by Rav Lazar he's tuvina de Chakimi, he's the greatest of the Chachamim, and therefore we pass like him. So I ask the Gemara, vafilu b'shar shtoros nami, does Rav say that we pass that Rav Lazar by other shtoros also where he disagrees with Rav Yehuda and he allows writing the toface of shar shtoros shalol l'shma? V'am Rav Papi m'shmei de Rava hay ashar. What about this Ashar? Sharta Didaini, a Kium Shtar that came out of Bezdin, the Michtava Mikami Dil Sadi Sadi Achasimos Yadayu, which was written in advance before the Edim verified their Chasimos, even though the Dayanim waited to sign it until the Edim came. Psula, the Asharta is Pasul. Why would the Asharta be Pasul? Alma Michsi Kishikra. It seems like the concern is that it looks like Sheker because the Edim had not yet testified, and here they wrote up this whole Asharta that says that it's Mekuyim. So Achinami, by Shtar Shtarus also, we should say that you should not be allowed to write in advance because Mechsi Kishikra, it looks like Sheker, and that's against Rabbi Lazar, who allows writing Shtar Shtarus in advance. Velesa. So it says we don't pass like Rav Papi in the name of Rava, and the Raya that we don't pass like that is Mid Rav Nachman. Dom Rav Nachman, Omer Hayu Rabbi Meir, that Rav Meir held that even that you don't need to write a get lishma. I feel a mitzvah ba'ashpa v'chasamo v'nasu la'kasher. That even if you find a get abandoned in an ashpa and you just sign it and you give it to her, it's going to be kasher. V'afilu Rabbanan, even the Rabbanan who disagree with Rav Meir and hold that a get that you find in an ashpa is not kasher to be megarish with, lo pligi alei de Rabbi Meir. They only disagree when it comes to a get. But when it comes to Shar Shtarus, they don't disagree with Rav Meir. They hold that a star that you find in the Ashba is kosher. They're not choshesh that since it was written before the halva'a that it's Mechsi Keshikra. So you see, by Shar Shtarus, we're not concerned about that Mechsi Keshikra. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with the continuation of that. You know what? Let's finish it up. We have 1 minute left and we get to the Mishnah. That if you have a shtar that you borrowed with and you paid it back on that very same day and you got the shtar back, you can't reuse that shtar because the shibud in that shtar was already nimchal. Time of the nimchal shibudo. So it sounds like the whole problem was nimchal shibudo. Al mishum shikra lo chashiran. But the fact mechsi kashikra, that's not a concern for us. And therefore you see that we're not concerned by shar shtaros, but mechsi kashikra, you could write the shtar in advance. But from tomorrow we'll pick up the Mishnah on the top of Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. Everyone have a great day.